Hey, Nick, you know what the best part about this podcast is?
What?
It's kind of like the best part of an Oreo. You don't need that other cookie. You just need the white filling and that base cookie.
Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
You say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Left for Ted podcast. How you doing? No. Just me and Nick today. So, possibly a short podcast, because when there's too sexy, you know, going on, things just go fast. And Nick is just shaking to agree.
That can happen.
Yep. All right.
I haven't. It happened, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Nick, you might want to turn up your microphone on your computer.
All right.
You're not as loud as you were before. It's weird.
All right.
This is just...
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. It's just me and Nick today. Ryan might come in the middle. He's off doing something. I'm not sure what the hell he's doing, but... Doing something.
Something.
Yeah, something. So, John's got a case of the responsibilities. Mitch has a case of the responsibilities. I thought I had a case today, but then I got some penicillin. And here we go. All right, so...
I got responsibility later.
Yeah. We have a topic. You have 5 minutes, Nick. To give your, basically, your perfect movie. You know, title, what kind of genre it's going to be, the characters, and the plot. So tell me what your perfect movie would be. And, you just make up your perfect movie off the top of your head. I'm going to give you some time, because John did text me and tell me what his perfect movie is. And his perfect movie is about a group of kids that get stranded on Pedo Isle.
Oh, God.
Pedo Isle is John's perfect movie. You know, it's a psychological thriller, I guess you would say.
I don't know.
Or an action-adventure film? I'm not sure. I think more of a psychological thriller.
I mean, does it have to be kids?
Well, it's Pedo Isle, so I'm guessing.
It's Pedo, okay.
Pedo Isle. Okay. Like, pedophile, but Pedo Isle.
Pedo Isle, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so, you know.
He's been talking about that for a while.
Oh, yeah,
now.
He has. We've actually talked about it on podcast.
I think people will be... worried.
Well, you know, if things like Tusk and Red State can get made into movies, I think we can make Pedo Isle into a movie.
Pretty sure.
So, the characters, of course... The characters, of course, the movie centers more around the bad guys, kind of like Con Air, than the good guys. And, so, there's the leader... Of the pedophiles. Don't really have a name for him, but there's the leader, there's the lackey that might be good, might be bad, might be just crazy. There's the guy that's trying to help the kids out, get off the island. Mind you, none of these people have names, so I don't know much about it. I just know that John really wants Nick Cage to play the guy that is trying to help them get off the island.
I thought he was going to be playing the pedophile. Okay.
Yeah, there's the Eagle Scout. There's the scoutmaster who dies in the plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. So the plot is basically they get stranded on the island and have to get off while the Coast Guard is coming. All the kids have to kind of avoid the inner workings of this pedophile society that has now landed a group of nubile boys on their isle, these Boy Scouts. And it's pretty much watching the inner workings while these kids are pretty much terrified of getting raped to death on this island.
Yeah.
So, that's John's perfect movie. Nick, do you have a perfect movie?
No, I'm kind of disturbed.
I think we all are after...
I did not get a chance to look at the docket, so I didn't know this was coming up. Tell yours, and I'll be thinking
okay.
of mine.
Mine, I actually... the people who know Dave from older podcasts, I was talking to him recently, and I realized that my perfect movie would be, again, like a psychological thriller about a kid who's about, 18, just getting out of high school, got into his perfect college. Pretty much everything that can go right is going right for him. Parents are still together. And, he has this happy life, and then everything falls apart. And that kind of snaps something in his brain, where he doesn't go off on a killing spree or anything like that, but he believes he is. He believes that he's doing these horrible things, even though he's not really doing them. And that's the plot. Like, the character is just the kid, his parents, his boss... That he works with, and his girlfriend, and that's pretty much the entire basis of the movie, is watching this kid go from happy-go-lucky, naive little bitch to not-so-happy, mentally disturbed child, or man-child. So, that's my movie. My perfect movie.
I don't know. There's all kinds of thoughts going in my head about this one. I don't have any particular perfect movie because I like all different kinds of perfect movies. But like, as of right now, I would like to see kind of like a different version of Kung Fu Hustle. I would like to have a like a action packed comedy. That's what I would like. Kind of like a mix of that with Team America, but more of an international stage. And not with the puppetry, but you know what I mean, with the comedy.
That actually might have been hilarious with the puppets. Kung Fu Hustle with puppets.
Actually, yeah, I think I would go that route. All right, on more of an international stage than
sounds hilarious.
That actually would be what I would want to be my perfect movie.
Alrighty.
I know I just winged that, but
yeah, hey, it works.
Thanks for the assist.
All right, so, and since I don't have any of the right music on my my phone, we're going to have to pretend that the playing favorite song is playing.
Okay.
Because it's not.
All right.
So, let's go to playing favorites.
So, the
playing favorites this week is your favorite movie theater snack. Nick, what's your favorite movie theater snack?
Sour worms, or is it sweet and sour worms?
I know the.
You know what I mean? Those they got the little.
They got the sour stuff on the outside, like the.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mine would probably be snuck in Subway.
Are you serious? That's not a snack.
It is. I'll go to Subway and I'll get a sandwich and I'll eat the sandwich throughout the movie.
That is not a snack. You have to pick a snack.
Dude, do you see how big I am? I didn't get this big from eating snacks like a normal person.
That's not a part of the question. What you have to theme a snack.
Wait. Would you can get hot dogs at the movie theater. Would that be considered a snack? If you can get a hot dog at the movie
theater. I guess. All right, fine. It qualifies, I guess.
It does qualify.
I never thought sneaking in a Subway.
Over at Target, they have these things called Gummy Bears and Friends.
Yeah.
And they're these gummy bears that have, like, this juice-filled scent, almost like a gusher.
Okay.
And I actually like to sneak those in, too. Huh?
I was about to say you're explaining a gusher.
Yeah, it's basically like a gusher, but in the shape of, like, squirrels and bears.
Okay.
And I think possibly butterflies. I'm not sure why bears are friends with squirrels and butterflies, but whatever.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah. But, yeah, those are pretty good, too. So if that qualifies as a snack, I'm still fucking sneaking it in. But as I always say, you know, always buy something at the concession stand, no matter what. It can be something little. I always buy soda. Or sometimes popcorn.
When was the last time you bought something from the convention?
I always buy a soda whenever I go to the movies. I get a large Coke Zero. And if there's a little toy that goes with the large, I will buy that toy for the extra $1.50.
I used to sneak in like popcorn and stuff all the time. But like nowadays I just eat before I go.
Yeah. Well, I always need I get so parched in the middle of whatever I do that I always need something to drink.
Okay.
So having a soda there, you know, that helps that. And I'm not going to fucking sneak in, you know, 32-ounce bottle or whatever.
Usually I go to, like, one of the restaurants or something or whatever that's, like, around the movie theater. And I would have whatever, you know, before I go to the movies, and then that would be that. Because, like, I don't sneak anything anymore.
Speaking of restaurants around the movie theaters, just recently I went to Buffalo Wild Wings for the first time.
The first time?
The first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how was it?
It was all right.
Go to?
Huh? North Haven.
North Haven? Okay, yeah. Good. Because it's better than the one in the
cave. Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I went with Adam and Dave.
What'd you have?
I just had an appetizer because I had already eaten. So I had some fries. Adam bought a thing of fries, and I bought the molten dip.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I had some fun. Dave didn't eat anything because he's Dave.
Put some weight on. He told him to eat something.
Yeah, well, he can't because he's got those the stomach issues and the food restrictions.
Oh, so that's right. My forgotten.
All right, that so I guess we're gonna move on to So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
All right.
It's sad because I put this one on just for Ryan, and Ryan's not fucking here. But
if he's on, we will.
Yeah.
To him.
We'll go back to this if he comes on. But Paul Apted, he was a British sound editor, died at the young age of 47. And I say young age of 47 because that's only 17 years away for us.
Yeah, that's
scary. Yeah.
Colon cancer.
But he died. But he was the sound editor on The Book Thief, The Wolverine, and the newest movie out right now, The Fault in Our Stars, which is that one starring Charlene Woodley or whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah.
But yeah, colon cancer.
Damn.
That's ass. I'm going to get hit for that later on, I know it, for that joke.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John's not here, so there's no what if.
Okay.
That was the only guy that died, too. It's kind of... People just keep on living. What the fuck?
What if we had a what if?
What, yeah. Why is that always the thing whenever we don't have a what if? What if we had a what if? What if there was no what if?
I don't know.
I have no clue either. I hate that we're going through this so fast.
I do too.
I kind of wish that John or Mitch were here, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through the movie Rama stuff really, really slow then, all right?
Okay. Not Wait, sure. Didn't you have something like we were supposed to talk about for this podcast as well?
I did, but it's kind of been resolved, and it was kind of weird, and it's also going to be... We'll do it next week.
With more people,
yeah, because it's kind of a hot topic issue. And I'd like to get a lot of different views on it.
Interesting. All right.
So,
it'll be a discussion.
So, remember that that little kid that played Superman that one time? Brandon Routh? Remember Superman Returns? With Kevin Spacey? Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently he is no longer allowed to play Superman ever again. But he is allowed to play the Atom on Arrow. So he's coming to Arrow to play Ray Palmer. No word yet if he's going to be the Atom on Arrow. But Ray Palmer, as a lot of DC fans know, is the Atom.
Okay.
So he's going to come into the series as the new owner of Queen Consolidating. So, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite things. Nick, are you on Reddit at all?
No.
No? All
what right. is Reddit?
Reddit is kind of like BuzzFeed and Facebook put together.
Okay. You know I'm not that big on social stuff. Okay.
There's a lot of social stuff, but it's more for, like, news and things like that. But somebody posted a...
What?
I know. Somebody posted a picture. Okay. A leaked Avengers 2 picture that showed Joss Whedon and... what's his face? I can't remember what his name is, but the guy that's playing Quicksilver.
Oh, okay.
It'll come to me later. Then they're talking... And in the background, you see a guy with a hood up, kind of walking, and the Spider-Man outfit on underneath his clothes, underneath his jacket. And it started this whole thing on Reddit about, oh my god, Andrew Garfield is going to play Spider-Man in Avengers 2. For about 24 hours, people were posting this picture, reposting this picture. And, turns out that it's a fake, and they kind of cut out Andrew Garfield from a leaked Spider-Man 2 picture and posted him into the picture using Photoshop.
The power of technology.
I know. This is the other one that I actually want to go a little bit... through this. I'm not sure if I have all the songs on here, but the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack list was posted. Now, this is probably my favorite soundtrack. Well, it might actually overtake Pulp Fiction as my favorite soundtrack of all time.
Okay.
Alright. This soundtrack. We have Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede, which is actually, you know, everyone knows that song, that if you were born before 1990 and you ever watched TV in the mid 90s, you know this song because of the fucking dancing baby. Do you remember the dance? Yeah. It's that Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the Raspberries Go All the Way is. Never heard that. Never actually heard that one.
You should have had a sample of all these.
I should. Actually, I do, but I'd have to be right back. So, actually, Nick, why don't you go through the list and I'll go get the samples.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
All right. On the third on the list is Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, David Bowie, Moon Age Daydream, Elvin Bishop, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, 10cc, I'm not in Love, Jackson 5, I Want You Back, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, The Runaways, Cherry Bomb, Rupert Holmes, Escape, The Pina Colada Song, The Five Stair Steps, OOH, Child.
No, that's that, Oh, Child. Here, 1 second.
Child. Okay. Yeah. So Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell.
Let's start from the beginning again.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. What was that?
Let's start from the beginning again.
Okay.
So
Blue Sway, Hooked on a Feeling.
That's it. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga ooga. I can't stop this feeling. Ooga ooga ooga. Yeah. So that's that one. I'm sorry that you can't hear this, Nick, because my speaker's not plugged in.
Okay, just let me know when you're done with this sample.
Yeah, that's it's good. Just go for the next one.
Okay.
And what is it? Go All the Way by the Raspberries.
Go All the Way by the Raspberries, yes.
So, that's that one.
All right, next is Spirit in the Sky.
Yep. Everyone knows this one. Yeah. This is also on the Michael soundtrack and a whole bunch of other ones.
All right,
so yeah, everyone knows that one. What's next?
Moon Age Daydream, David Bowie. Okay.
Next.
Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop.
That's a weird name. Let me find that. Here we go.
It is. You mean the name of the song or the name of the artist?
Both.
Okay, that's good. Well, I get the title, but the name, I mean, is kind of funny.
Yep. So, that was a weird one. What's the next one? It says, I'm Not in Love.
I'm Not in Love, 10C.
10cc.
10cc.
Yeah, which I think is one milliliter.
Yeah. 10cc's of whatever.
Way too much build up. Hold on. Let me just
skip to that. Okay. Ready for the next one? So don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Everyone knows the next one.
Yeah, of course. If I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
If you don't know the next one,
you must be very, very young.
Dance.
It's for the knees. Move your body. You have to move your body.
All right. Next one is
Come and get your love, Redbone.
This was on the Those Are Our Dog soundtrack. And if you guys don't know the next one, you should probably be shot. It's probably one of the most famous songs in the world.
Yeah.
Cherry Bomb.
By the Runaways. Yeah.
Let me move this to the... Next door, I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. I'm your Cherry Bomb. Hello, world. I'm your wild girl. I'm your Cherry Bomb. Also, if you don't know this next one, it's Escape, right? The next one's Escape?
Escape by Rupert Holmes.
Yeah. I don't even need to play any more of that. You people should know that song.
So I guess I'm going to say the next one.
Yeah.
Woo Child, the 5 stair steps. Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Well, basically, the last few you definitely should just know, I guess, if you're old enough.
What, let's just, how many more are there?
One more.
There's just one more, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So yeah, let's just play it.
All right. I mean, the words are in the song, so. Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no
matter how far. All right. So yeah, that's the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm completely hyped for and probably going to buy the soundtrack as soon as it comes out.
I'm interested to see how they incorporate these songs.
Well, we kind of, with the first trailer, we saw how they did Hooked on a Feeling. With the TV spot, they've done Cherry Bomb. And the second trailer, they did Spirit in the Sky.
No, I mean when they incorporated...
Oh, into the movie?
Yeah.
I could see it being done very well. The extended TV spot is hilarious. So, let's see, where am I? Oh, yes. So, I know that we weren't really alive when this show was on the air, but you remember ever hearing about the $6 million man? No?
No.
Lee Majors, the $6 million... We can make him big and better, faster, stronger than he was. We have the technology. None of that rings a bell?
Somewhat. Okay. I think so. I think somebody might have used that in the song as well.
Are you thinking about Kanye?
Probably.
With Daft Punk? Are you making it harder, better, faster, stronger?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was the sample.
Yeah, so they want they want to redo the $6 million man with Mark Wahlberg, which I think would pretty much be the $6 billion man now if you know, take in inflation.
This is a TV series?
It was a TV series. They want to make it into a movie.
Okay.
Hey guys, look at me. I'm the $6 million man. Oh my god, I was in Lone Survivor.
Do you know the consensus of this? Or
no, it's just it wasn't a sitcom, it was a drama.
Was it a TV series?
It was a TV series. It was like kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back in like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, same difference. Yeah. I know.
And this guy like got in, something happened to him and they had to rebuild his body. And a lot of him, it was kind of like the Bionic Woman, but a lot of him was machinery. And he had to go and fight grizzly bears and shit.
So he's gonna be like a cyborg.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's that. Let's see. In a fit of unoriginality, Disney has hired Aaron Kruger, who did the last three Transformers movies and Scream 3, to write a Dumbo remake, which I didn't write remake on here. I just write a Dumbo.
I don't know if this is a good thing or not.
It's not. It is not a good thing because they want to do the they want to do it live action, like they did with Maleficent, and they're doing with Cinderella and other things, Alice in Wonderland. You know, because you know shitty films. Shitty live action remakes don't apparently sell tickets, so you know, why not take my favorite fucking Disney movie and make it horrible? And yes, Dumbo is my favorite Disney movie. You wanna know why Dumbo is my favorite Disney movie?
Why?
Because it is, for one, without getting too deep, it is a 63-minute feature length film that got nominated for Academy Awards, making it the shortest feature-length film ever to be nominated for any Academy Awards.
I'm pretty sure you didn't know that at the time you were watching it.
No, but I do now. And when I didn't choose that it was my favorite before that. Also, whenever the Baby Mine song comes on, I cry like a fucking baby.
Okay, that's a better.
There's the obvious answer. It reminds me of my mom, and I'm not sure if that's a fat joke, but I'm gonna go with it.
You said it, not me. I have no idea where you went with that. Oh, I liked watching Dumbo. Yeah, it's not my favorite, but. It was nice to watch as a kid.
Did you relate to the crows?
To the crows?
Yeah, in Dumbo.
I'm trying to remember the crows.
Oh, okay.
There's three of them, right?
There's three or four, and it was It was family racism. That's what that was. That was family racism.
Yeah.
I see the horse fly.
Yeah. Okay, I know stuff.
Just like, wow, yeah, that is so.
There was three of them, I think.
That is so racist.
It was.
All right. My last bit of news, and Ryan's not here for this last bit of news. I think he would like it. So Kevin Smith, the Omni Geek, as I like to call him, because he has his hands in fucking everything, he had two different things going on. Besides releasing the poster for his new movie Tusk and promising that a trailer was coming soon. First off, while touring his podcast around Europe, Mr. Smith got to go to Pinewood Studios to go see Episode 7 being filmed. Star Wars Episode 7. He did an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. So he couldn't really talk about it. He posted a picture, though, of him crying. He said it was so beautiful. Not sure that means that the movie's going to be good, though, because Kevin Smith is one person who said, hey, guys, you know, episodes 1, 2, and 3 were really good. And let's be honest, they weren't.
They were not.
Secondly, is the now debunked rumor that Kevin Smith wrote a Batman versus Superman script, and then a fake one, and then leaked it to the internet so people would get the wrong idea about what the new Batman versus Superman movie is going to be all about. Kevin Smith did go out there and say, no, this is false. I did not leak any kind of script onto the internet. They didn't hire me to write a fake script to leak. This is all false. So, yay for that.
Okay.
So, I guess we're going to get into releases. For DVDs, mind you, this is releases for the past 2 weeks because of the holiday. We didn't do a podcast.
I'm very excited about the last one you got there.
For DVDs, so we got Bad Words, Nymphomaniac, volume 1 and 2.
Yep.
And the last one, oh, is that The Raid 2?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Finally, it's out on DVD. I'm sure Mitch has already picked it up.
I have it on the way.
Yep. So that was, yeah, that three movies, really, in the last 2 weeks. That's bad. But
yep, it was my favorite movie of the year.
Box office. Now, if you're listening to this, you can see all these movies right now because it's over the last 2 weeks. But in the box office, we had Tammy come out, which is the new Melissa McCarthy film featuring Dan Aykroyd.
He's doing a lot of things lately.
We also have Earth to Echo, which is, I think, the new version of The Explorers. I'm not sure.
The new E.T. or whatever.
Yeah. Deliver Us from Evil, which I kind of want to see.
I still don't understand what's going on in there, but okay.
I don't know.
I want to see the next one.
Yes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which while we are we're doing this right now, but on a Thursday, we'll probably be able to see it tomorrow. I won't be able to see it tonight. I know it actually comes out. I think there's an 8 o'clock tonight, but it might be sold out.
I think so.
All right, so video games, because, as I said, Ryan's not here.
Yeah.
Divinity Original Sin came out.
And Mac.
For Windows and Mac. Child of Light came out for the PS Vita. Dynasty Warriors Gundam Reborn came out for PS3 and PS Vita. This one was pretty good because I'm not sure why it does it twice. Maybe because it came out for PS4 first. But Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition came out for PS4 on Tuesday and then came out for Xbox 360, Xbox One, and Wii U on Wednesday. And on Wednesday... Well, that was last week, mind you. And it's now, if you have an Xbox One, it is free if you have gold. So then we have Sniper Elite 3, which came out on PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. Civilizations Revolution 2... came out for iOS. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite on iOS. Mitch should be happy about this. One Piece Unlimited World Red.
So am I.
For the 3DS, Wii U, PS3, and PS Vita. The new Wolf Among Us Episode 5 came out. Cry Wolf, I guess. That's what it's called? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Cry Wolf.
On Windows, Mac, and PSN, and as well as Xbox Live. Quest for Infamy on Windows, Mac, and Linux. I have no idea what the hell that is.
Linux?
No. I know what Linux is. Quest for Infamy. Okay. I don't know what the fucking game is. Nick, you're in there. Well, Linux is another operating system besides iOS or Windows or Mac.
I'm about to say, do I really have to explain this?
Which is the one that has the penguin as its mascot? Is that Linux? And then Unix has the little devil?
Has the devil, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Since apparently Ryan isn't going to make it for the show, there is nothing that's going on with gaming right now that I know of. So I'm going to go on to IGN and see if there's anything on IGN right now that I can talk about. Let's see. No, nothing. Except for this one. So there is a new Alien game coming out. I know, hold your grunts and groans and everything like that. I know everyone thinks that Alien should be a dead franchise when it comes to video games. Come on. Aliens vs. Predator, the game, was sucky. Aliens Colonial Marines, horrible. There's a new Aliens game coming out. I'm sorry. Though, Sigourney Weaver has signed on to do two bonus levels for the game, which lets you play through scenes from, I think, a couple of the movies in this new video game, Isolation. Sigourney Weaver will once again be playing Ripley. So,
the Alien movies?
Huh? Yeah, the Alien movies.
Yeah.
So she'll be playing Ripley. Of course, it's going to be in CGI form now because she's old. But, there's that. It's really nothing else. There's a lot of reviews on here. So that's about it for that. And so I guess maybe we go to the turnbuckle, because I know John's not here. And I really wanted to discuss this, so here's what I'm going to say. Any wrestling fans listening to this podcast, write us in, tell us what you think, call us. I will keep on post. I will post the phone number and everything for this. But with injuries to both Daniel Bryan and Bad News Barrett, is wrestling becoming overly dangerous for those who wrestle for our enjoyment? Especially the big names. You know, Bad News Barrett was, I think, Intercontinental Champion right now. And Daniel Bryan...
He used to be Wade Barrett, right?
Yeah. Wade Barrett is now Bad News. He comes out, "I've got some bad news for you." But, yeah. So, he was Intercontinental Champion. Daniel Bryan was the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to make Bad News give up his title.
Wasn't he undisputed? Daniel Bryan?
Well, yeah, undisputed. WWE Heavyweight Champion is what they were calling him. Okay. Now it's John Cena, which I feel bad for John because, you know, I know John... We haven't talked about Payback since... Or Money in the Bank, I should say. It was Money in the Bank.
I think Payback, they both guessed it, right?
But yeah, it was, John Cena won the Money in the Bank title defense one. And Seth Rollins won the actual Money in the Bank.
It's basically what we expected. I think we both were on the earlier podcast said that John Cena was going to win
again.
There was a time that he won again.
Again, so, I plead, Mr. Levesque, Mr. McMahon, just hire John and I to write your storylines. You can pay us like $30,000. You don't have to pay us as much as any other writer. We'll take $20,000 a year if you just hire us. And we will write your storylines, because the wrestling storylines are shit. You know, if people who don't watch wrestling can figure out who's going to win shit, that just proves that the wrestling storylines have gotten stale and unenjoyable when it comes to the storylines. The only thing that's enjoyable right now is the actual wrestling. And the pain in the ass part is that, as fans, yes, we want to see the jumps from, you know, higher jumps and smashing through tables and people getting hurt, because, like in hockey, red ice sells tickets. But the wrestlers have to, you know, be a little bit safer now. You know, Daniel Bryan has a neck injury. Bad News Barrett has a shoulder injury. He, like, basically crushed his shoulder so badly that he could not perform at Money in the Bank.
From what I've seen recently, and that's not that recent, but I mean, from what I've seen in, like, early past, it doesn't seem as if they're doing anything more or less extreme. Actually, they're not doing anything more extreme than what they've done in the past, so I don't know how they would try to, you know, make it more safe or whatever. It just seems like maybe they need more training. I don't know. Maybe that might be what's going on, because, like, a lot of the matches that I've seen as of late, I don't think you can compare them to, like, back in the day.
Well, I also think that with the, we're getting rid of the Hardcore Championship, that they're not really looking at the Hardcore Championship as what it was, all right? Yes, I know. Mick Foley took a lot of hits, and he was in a lot of pain. But there's a lot of the hardcore back room matches that you could totally switch things up and make them safer than you can in the ring. Because the Dudleys with the tables, first of all.
Yeah.
All right, people are just like, oh my God, they're breaking tables. Okay, but here's the thing. That table was also breaking the fall of people like, you know, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, who were getting thrown through tables from a freaking, like, ladder. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Edge and Christian, you know, the Dudleys.
The old thing,
yeah, they, it's all the same. And you have the, what do you call it, when you have the tables and everything like that, it breaks the fall because the tables are actually kind of soft. They don't have the metal. Yeah, they don't have the metal that holds
them.
Yeah. That holds the regular tables up like that. So, it's kind of, you know, a table match is probably one of the best things that you can have just because it has that extra support so you're not, like, really hitting the ground as hard as, say, you would if you were just being, you know, say, RKO'd or anything like that regularly on the ground. The ladders, you can, are another thing. You see, one of my favorite things is they put the ladder up, and they kind of make it the wrestler on the ground is kind of looks like they're holding the ladder up when it's really resting on the actual ring, and the other wrestler will jump onto the ladder. And it'll make the ring will give a little bit, so it looks like the wrestler underneath the ladder is getting hurt, but they're not. It's another way of, you know, making these hardcore matches a little bit less hardcore for the wrestlers and making sure that they don't get hurt as badly as they would any other way. And I think maybe you're right. Maybe it's a little bit more training that they need, you know. Let's be honest. Stone Cold Stunner has killed a man. Not on purpose.
No.
It just broke his neck by accident because he didn't have enough training to go with it.
That's right.
You know, it's a big thing that, you know, I don't know if the kids that are coming in are more fragile now, but maybe that's what it is, too.
Could be genetic. I mean, I don't see too many Hell in a Cell matches anymore.
Well, they just had one.
As much. Yeah. I don't know. Do they still do cage matches?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they changed the cages, too. I remember when the cage was steel, but now it's
like... Oh, you remember that blue steel cage?
Blue steel cage. That was real steel.
Yeah.
Now it's like cage. Just a cage. A fence.
It's like a chain link fence now.
Chain link fence. That's all it is. It's not steel anymore. So, they made adjustments in that regard.
Yep.
So, like, a couple of people, like, torn ligaments. Busted their legs and all kinds of stuff on the steel, on the blue steel.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing, you know. Except for Hell in a Cell, the cage matches aren't as dangerous as they look. You know, you get thrown into the fucking... I mean, I don't know, it's just because, you know, Nick, you and I are from the New Haven area, and, we've been probably thrown into our fair share of fences.
I could have ran into a fence without paying attention, and kids probably wouldn't have gotten that much hurt.
Exactly.
That much pain.
Because,
like, you, it's funny to me because when you see them get thrown into that fence, like cage or whatever, the cage gives and it kind of pushes back and then they bounce off of it. So it's like, that's not a real impact.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like a real bad impact when they do it.
Yeah.
Which gives the illusion.
They make that look well.
And here's the other thing. The punches. You know, yeah, they take punches. They take real punches. But a punch is going to hurt a lot less than a slap.
Well, they...
It's supposed to be an open...
They know the motions that they have to take.
Oh, yeah.
It's not taking a full blown punch in the face or anything like that. Somebody's knuckle would get crushed, but we get that.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, even a choke slam.
Where they jump
up.
They'll
jump up. I think the only person who actually can do a choke slam now is Kane.
Probably.
I mean, Mark Henry is the strongest man in the world, but he's also probably one of the shortest. So a chokeslam's not going to look as cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there are definitely ways to make wrestling safer without making it look safer.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to know what you guys think. So email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 203-747-TED5. So that's 203-747-8335. Nick is writing that down right now. But
I am writing that down.
So just give us a call. We want to know what you guys are, your thoughts are on wrestling. Are our ideas making it look fake? To you guys, we want to know.
Actually, just put it as like, what's the state of wrestling?
Yeah.
How do you think it is? What do you feel? How do you feel about it? What do you think they need to do? Any kind of ideas that you think that would make it better would probably be good. That you could post up on there.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself, Nick. That's why I keep you around. You can reiterate what I say in a way that people understand.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Is there anything for Tales from the East, Nick?
Actually, there's... if anybody's familiar with Crunchyroll, it's an app that you can download, I'm pretty sure, on your gaming systems. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. Actually finished seasons. I can't get to the list of them right now, but there's a lot of new stuff up on there that you should probably check out.
Not to mention Sailor Moon just started on there, right?
Yes, they actually, Sailor Moon is on there. Yeah, I was surprised to see it there, but they're up there as well. So, go on Crunchyroll and check that out. There's a lot going on over there. And also, I guess I should give some Toonami. There's been, as I've said before, there's been Attack on Titan. They've taken a little break lately, and there haven't been any new, I shouldn't say new, dubbed episodes. And also they're starting to come along with the Naruto Shippuden series now. They're starting from close to the beginning, basically, and it's moving along, which is not much to say the least if anybody's read the manga. I think that's about all I got for Tales from the East.
Okay. Also, Snowpiercer is out. Mitch is going to have his review on that when he gets back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when that's going to be.
He's supposed to send me something about that, but I guess I'll go look into it myself as well. Write my own little review.
So, yeah, I really... he said it was really good the last I talked to him about it.
Yeah.
He liked it. One thing, if you guys know, we talk about Old Boy sometimes. The remake is now on Netflix, if you guys want to check that out, too. So I think that's it for this week. You know, hour-long episode. It's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. But, it was only us two, but...
Yeah, so as always, you guys can, you know, tell us what you think, what you want to hear. We're going to post some more stuff on Facebook, I think, with questions and comments and things like that. We'd like to get your input. You can email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com or call us 203-747-TED5, 203-747-8335. And that's how you get a hold of us.
Did we not get any questions this week?
We did not. We didn't get any questions.
Send those questions in, guys.
So, yeah, send those questions in and let us know. And we will catch you guys on the flip side.
Check you later.
Peace out. You just listened to a Hybrid Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Sorry.